serving spiritual seekers around the world. Unity Online Radio. Thank you for tuning in for this Unity Partner Program. Unity Online Radio partners with spiritual leaders from organizations whose mission and messages complement Unity's. We are pleased to bring you this program on Unity Online Radio, the voice of an awakening world.
Welcome to Everyday Attraction, where the law of attraction gets real with host Ray Zander. Get ready to expand your life, your knowing, your alignment with Source.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Everyday Attraction here on Unity Online Radio, the voice of an awakening world, as you heard from the intro. This is Ray Zander. I'll be your host for the hour. And yes, I've got a little bit of Brenda Vaccaro going on this week. A little resistance in the voice, you know, contrast is all good. As you know, on this show every week, we dive into the leading edge teachers. We call them channels. Some call them channels. Some call them evolved consciousness. I call them alignment. We like to listen and dive into teachers who are really receiving from a broader perspective. And of course, our house channel, the one we love the most, is Abraham. And for those of you who aren't familiar, we basically are talking about the teachings that are so fully realized from the Abraham Hicks work that has been going on for so many years and just evolving so beautifully along with our consciousness as to what is really happening with who we are, evolving and remembering the expanded beings that we already are, almost like catching up to ourselves, which is what makes this teaching so delicious. And if you would like more information about the Abraham Hicks work, I encourage you to go to their website at www.abraham-hicks.com and indulge yourself in the fantastic content you'll find there. Order the tracks if you can. Go to the workshops. And now even they have the workshops that are streamed online so you could see them in the coziness of your own home. It's nothing more delicious than gathering with friends and sitting on the couch and listening to leading edge information about who we really are in our world. And understanding from the depth of our knowing that truly we are magnificent beings and we've just realized a small portion of who we are. And it is on that journey that we delve into on this hour. We're going to be focusing this hour on a recent Abraham Hicks workshop. And what we'd like to do on this show is share you a little tidbit, a little delicious morsel of some of this leading edge content, talk about it a little bit, and then also again lead you back to the fuller expression of that content at the Abraham Hicks website. Today we're going to be focusing on a workshop that happened recently where there was some pretty profound circular knowledge that was expressed by these leading edge teachers. And really the name of the track is Unless You're Happy, You Can't Be Happy, which sounds crazy, right? But I think you'll find as we delve into this this track that there's some beautiful metaphysical kernels of truth that we teach in Unity and Science of Mind and many of the New Thought traditions, that everything starts from the inside out, that we truly are broadcasting a vibration out into the physical world that is reflecting itself back to us. And so it is our opportunity, our discipline, our choice to start within ourselves to choose what that vibration will be. And that's what we'll hear from our teachers, Abraham. So sit back, relax, and let's listen to a little of Unless You're Happy, You Can't Be Happy. Here we go.
sort of circular thing we're wanting you to anticipate here with us. We want you to understand that unless you're happy, you can't be happy. And that might be hard to hear, because it seems sort of stupid. But if you'll just play that in your mind for a little while, if I want to be happy, I've got to be happy. If I want to be happy, I've got to be happy. Because, you see, if you say, if I want to be happy, I need $1 million in the bank, there might be a little lag time. Maybe a little. I can't be happy till my lover comes to me. Well, there might be a little lag time. But if you get it into the context of something that you can do something about, I can't be happy until I'm happy. Well, I could be happy if I would try just a little bit. I could be happier. I sure could be happier. I sure could. I have the ability to focus myself into feeling better. And we so want you to understand, you are vibrational beings, and the way you feel are your vibrational indicators. And as vibrational beings, you are broadcasting a signal that Law of Attraction is responding to. So if the signal that you are broadcasting is giving you a happy feedback, then that means you're broadcasting a signal that's being answered by signals that will eventually bring you the manifestation that will make you happy. But if you wait until you've received the manifestation in order to be happy, then you hold yourself in a holding pattern and the good stuff doesn't come. And it could be here today. Everything that you want, every single thing, everything that you or anyone wants or has ever wanted or ever will want, everything that you want is because you think you will feel happier in the having of it. And if you could show yourself that you could feel happier right here and now, even without the manifestation, if you have the capacity to generate a vibration that in generating the vibration produces a relationship between the vibration that the source within you is generating. Did you catch all that? We'll back up and give that to you again. Source is always broadcasting a signal, and you are always a receiver of that signal, and you are always broadcasting a signal. And those two signals are making music. Sometimes it sounds good, sometimes it sounds bad. And so that vibration, there's a discord in the vibration or a harmony in the vibration. There's an allowing in the vibration or a resistance in the vibration, and your emotions are your indicator of all of that. So if you decide that you're going to be aware of what music you're playing, and if you care about the happy music playing within you, then that means you care about what you're thinking, and therefore you begin to gain control of your thoughts, and therefore of your vibrational broadcast, and therefore of your point of attraction, and therefore of everything that comes back to you. You see how it works? But if you're paying no mind to how you feel, if you've got your sights only set upon what you want, and if what you want hasn't come, and even worse, it hasn't been coming, so now you're lonely, or you're defeated, or you're afraid, those emotions, that sad playing music, those emotions are your indicator that you're offering signals and you're not paying any attention to the signals that you're offering, and that matters really, really a lot. In fact, that's the only thing that matters, because the only thing that has anything to do with you, let's put this in a really blunt place. The only thing that has anything to do with what's coming to you is what you're broadcasting. That's all. Your point of attraction is completely about what you're thinking about. Now, we could say, and how you feel about what you're thinking about, but those are only indicators. It really is about what you're thinking about. So if we can convince you that you want to be happy in order to be happy, meaning you want to be happy in order to broadcast a signal, in order to have Law of Attraction respond to the signal, in order to bring a sequence of events and circumstances and things into your experience, that once they come into your view where you can be, where they will be revealed to you. That sounds mysterious. What do you mean, revealed? Well, everything's vibrational. And some of you are good at revealing to yourself the content of the vibration earlier than others. We like how that sounded. Some of you have to wait till there's a full-blown manifestation so that you can translate it through your eyes and ears and nose and fingertips and tongue. In other words, till you lick it, you don't believe it. But some of you have the ability to discern vibrational content, to experience the revelation, to reveal to yourselves the vibrational content before you have to see it, hear it, smell it, taste it, touch it. Some of you are able to feel it emotionally.
Oh, you gotta love them. We've just been listening to a segment from a recent Abraham Hicks workshop. And again, you can get the full workshop at abraham-hicks.com. So what I think is so beautiful about, and funny, you know what I love about these teachers is their fantastic sense of humor. But what we really heard there was, you know, let's look at something that we can actually do something about. You can't necessarily change something in your outside world in a moment's notice. It's not how the physical universe is set up. But you can do something about your focus. You can make a decision to change your mind, to refocus, to think about, to choose about another topic, to choose about another topic. There are a million thoughts that we could be thinking. And yet oftentimes we fall into this momentum where we feel as if the thoughts are thinking us, and that's just not the truth. It feels like it, but there is a discernment that comes upon us, especially those of us who have been studying metaphysics and are pulled to this work, where we really have to have a moment of, you know, a come to Jesus moment, if you will, where we wake up and we say, I'm going to stop this momentum of this thought train. You know, I think often about my Baptist preacher grandfather who has transitioned, but I remember, you know, as he would quote the Bible, get ye back, devil. I'm thinking sometimes these thoughts are like these sort of momentous devils in a metaphysical sense, where we have to say, just get thee back, enough. I'm choosing to stop this train of thought, to stop this story that I'm telling. I'm going to choose to be just a little bit happier in the moment, which is quite a miraculous thing as we start talking about the metaphysics. Do I have the ability to focus? Do you? It is a powerful, powerful artistic choice to stop and choose another thought, to stop and change one's focus, especially if what you are thinking about is not feeling good to you. And we'll talk a little bit about what that indication is. But what was really interesting about that segment is this concept of broadcasting a signal. You are a broadcaster. You are broadcasting a vibration that is going out into the world and shifting and changing the physical universe. Now, this isn't something that even New Thought has come up with, although it's a very old teaching. This is something some of our newest quantum physicists are telling us, the quantum theory, that we are indeed participating in our external universe, more so than I think we've ever imagined. So what signal are you broadcasting? Well, I can tell you, how are you feeling? And if you're feeling not so good, that's an indication of the signal. And what was so interesting there was they talked about the holding pattern. The holding pattern, and that's what happens when we think that the physical world has to change first in order for us to feel differently. That we wait for the thing to happen, the money to come, the lover to come, the job to come, and then we will feel good. But see, what we're really doing as we wait for the physical universe to change is that we're holding ourselves in a holding pattern, and the universe cannot reflect anything different than that which we are holding. So if we are holding an expectation, a waiting, a needing for something to change before we change, we will forever be waiting. So they turn to this concept of truly digging deep in one's soul and finding a place of happiness or joy for no reason. Sounds strange? Well, what they're saying is that's exactly what source energy is. Broadcasting a high-vibing, joyous energy, which is pure positive music for no reason. It just is. It's endemic, systemic. It is exactly what Source is. That is the music. Now, what we hold in our thoughts and our feelings and that which we claim is either in harmony or resistance to that broadcast. And therein lies all of our problems. Because if we're broadcasting in harmony with that broader knowing, ooh, life is good. It's exciting. It's vibrant. Things are happening. We see how magical we are. If we're in resistance to that high-vibing, happy-for-no-reason energy, we're going to feel the contrast in those negative emotions. Despondent, sad, lonely, frustrated. That is saying that there is an indication where there is resistance to the high-vibing harmony of who you really are. Are you aware of the music that you're playing with this Source energy? It is the truth of who you are. You can't get away from it. So it's time that we gain control of our broadcast, that we match it to the high-vibing Source energy that we really are, our true point of attraction. And this, as they said in the segment, is the only thing that matters. Because what's coming to you is what you're holding now. I remember Reverend Michael Beckwith used to say, if you want to know what your bank account's going to be like in a month or a year, how do you feel about it today? Because that's what's coming. I love the simplicity of that. So can we just be happy with no reason to start the cycle of positive attraction? The world is revealing itself to us. And there is an opportunity for us to truly step into a knowing of what's possible. The authentic, the true high-vibing beings that we are. And to choose that as a beginning for no reason at all. Because it is our truth. But what's so beautiful about that is when we do that, we start this cycle where we broadcast that full knowing. And that full knowing comes back to us. You don't have to lick it to believe it. You have to believe it so you can lick it. Let's take a quick break. You're listening to Everyday Attraction here on Unity Online Radio. We'll be right back.
When listeners like you contribute to the Unity Online Radio Network, you're making a positive difference in your life and the lives of other spiritual seekers. To contribute, visit www.unity.fm and make a one-time donation or sign up for monthly contributions. Thank you for your support.
Just what does that dream mean? Ever wake up from a crazy dream and wonder what it meant? Have you had a recurring dream all your life and you just can't get it to stop? Get all your questions about dreams and dream interpretation answered by the leading expert in the field. Unity Online Radio is home to America's leading dream expert, Dr. Michael Lennox. And on Mondays at 2 p.m. Central, the Dream Doctor is definitely in. Tune in to Dream Interpretation with Dr. Michael Lennox, only on Unity Online Radio, the voice of an awakening world.
Have you ever considered that everything you think and say is a prayer to the universe? Are you sending a positive or negative message? Join Reverend Beverly Molander and her guests on Affirmative Prayer, Activating the Power of Yes, to find out how you can activate your own power of yes. Using affirmative prayer or positive intention can make a big difference in the way you think, feel, and live. If you want help moving from chaos to clarity in relationships, health, prosperity, or work, this is the place for you. we'll have some how-to suggestions about how you can say yes more often from this point forward. Talk with Beverly Molander and her guest live every Monday at noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. Affirmative Prayer, Activating the Power of Yes, only on Unity Online Radio, the voice of an awakening world.
We now return to Everyday Attraction and the Metaphysical Porch with your spiritual neighbor, Ray Zander. Have a sit, get something to sip, and let's get real. Spiritual.
Welcome back to the show. We're listening today to a track from Abraham Hicks that was recently recorded, and the track is called Unless You're Happy, You Can't Be Happy. And what we found in the first segment was just some key understandings of how we begin this cycle of attraction. We begin this cycle of how we broadcast in the world, and that what we're thinking, what we're feeling matters. It actually matters, and that it is important that we take ourselves more seriously, that we realize that how we are in the world has an impact. And now the world unfolds. Let's go back to the workshop and listen to a little bit more. Again, you're listening to a segment from an Abraham Hicks workshop, and we encourage you to visit their website daily at abraham-hicks.com. Here we go.
Able to feel it emotionally. And that's what we want you to start reaching for, because if you will care about the discovery of what you want emotionally, which only means if it can make you happy before it's in your garage, if the idea of it makes you happy, if the anticipation of it makes you happy, if you have the ability to move your thoughts around in ways that you can feel joy in the absence of manifestation, not in the absence of your ability to discern vibration, but in the absence of manifestation. Now you've got it figured out. Now you're happy before you have a reason to be happy, if the reason to be happy was the manifestation. So now something's just shifted a little bit. Maybe your reason to be happy doesn't have to be the manifestation. Maybe your reason to be happy can be your alignment with Source. So over time, we've been talking to you in lots of different ways, offering lots of different analogies, wanting to get your attention about this. And we say to you that you are the creator of your own experience, and you said, yay, ooh. You liked it for that long. You liked it for the split second that it meant somebody else isn't the boss of you. But in the moment that you accepted the responsibility for being the creator of your own experience, most of you started freaking out just a little bit. Well, what does that mean? I'm the creator of my own experience. That can't possibly be true, because there are things in my experience that I don't want, and there are things not in my experience that I do want. So clearly, there's something else going on. I am not the creator of my experience. And we say, yes, you are. You're just not the wise, deliberate creator of your experience. You're just not the intuitive, knowing creator of your experience. You're the creator of your experience by default, which means you're running around looking at things wanted, looking at things not wanted, offering vibration all over the place, broadcasting signals, having no idea of the signal that you're broadcasting, justifying every single one of them, because that was a really bad person who did a really bad thing to me, and I'm perfectly... So, you are the creator of your own experience, we said to you. So after a while, you settled into that, all right. So how can I be the creator of my experience? We say, well, you have to understand that there are these laws, specifically the law of attraction, that is always in action. It's always responding. It responds to everything. And it brings together those things that are like. And so you are the creator of your own experience, meaning you are the attractor of your own experience, meaning you are the broadcaster of a signal constantly that is being answered. And the way your life is playing out is in response to what you've been broadcasting. And then we began explaining to you that the contrast that you think you don't like, even today, some of you have been around a long time and you still don't like contrast. And yet contrast is your best friend. It is all of our best friends because it is necessary in order for the new idea to be created, for the new idea to be considered, for the new idea to hatch within us. So the contrast helps you know what you don't want, which helps you to know what you do want. And you say, big deal. Knowing what I do want, knowing what I don't want, doesn't get me any closer to getting what I do want. It just helps me know what I don't want, know what I do want. And we say, but if you understood that every time you have that deciphering thing happen within you, that there is a rocket of desire that is launched, and you say, big deal. I've launched a rocket of desire, but it's elusive. And we say, doesn't have to be. You say, but it is. We say, doesn't have to be. You've launched a rocket of desire, which is held in a holding pattern, which we are calling your vortex of creation. You say, sounds all right, but where is it? I can't see it. And we say, we can see it. And you say, well, we're glad you can see it, Abraham, but we can't see it. So you're telling me that everything that I want is in this vibrational vortex. We say, yes, and it gets better. Law of attraction is calling all things that are vibrational match to it. So it is expanding and becoming more and more exactly what you are wanting. And further, your inner being, oh yeah, that other part of me that I can't see. Yeah, your inner being, the non-physical part of you, stands in that vortex, where I can't see anything, yes. In that vortex, the vibrational version of everything that you want.
The vibrational version of everything that you want. It's such a key term with this teaching, and it's so intriguing. This concept that we have to understand the vibrational universe as intimately and as specifically, and maybe even more so than we do our physical one. It's a place that we haven't fully realized. The complexity, the nuances, the subtlety, the profound agility of the vibrational universe. And this vortex that these teachers speak about, I think, is such a key that unlocks a door to a real understanding of what we can have versus what we're having. The potential versus the populace, that which has come about. I think it's so interesting to have a holding concept of what your vortex has. What rockets of desire have you launched from contrast that you've experienced that is in a holding pattern, waiting for your ability to match it vibrationally, emotionally, energetically, in order for it to show itself to you in the physical world, to come out of the vortex, out of the vibrational world, and show itself to you in the physical form? It's an interesting science project, wouldn't you think? The discovery of what you want emotionally first is the key to unlocking that. To have it before it's in your garage. To have it before it's in your life. To have it from an emotional, vibrational standpoint. To match it in the absence of manifestation. This is the key to really understanding this vortexual world. That it is a place absence of manifestation, but not absent of joy and happiness and freedom and victory and experience. Happiness without the stuff. Happiness because the stuff is meaningless. Really the only thing that we're ever reaching for. And these teachers tell us over and over and over again. The only thing you want anything is because you think you'll feel better in the having it. And when you feel better, you align yourself more with the truth of who you are, with source energy, with that Christ consciousness, with that spiritual knowing, your broader self. Feeling good feels good because it's the truth of who we are, because it is what the source within us is, that which is the truth, the capital T. And so the question that they ask us, which I think is such a poignant question, can we live deliberately and not by default? Can we stop reacting and start enacting? Can we stop living by default, by not paying attention to how we feel or what we're thinking? and start to deliberately set a point of discovering what we want emotionally. What is it that we want to feel? What is it that we want to experience? And in this moment, creating that for ourselves as a starting point of the cycle of creation. And as they said in that segment, which is something that I think all of us struggle with, is this idea that contrast, things going wrong, sometimes terribly wrong, is actually part of a co-creative process with this universe. They even call it our best friend, which still makes me scratch my head. But it's because that contrast launches, births the new idea. And so we can even take things that go wrong, contrast in our lives, and make a decision. Are we going to focus on that which created the contrast or what we're asking for in that launching of, oh no, I want something different than this. I vision something different than this. Can we launch the clarity of focus to just talk about, think about, feel the wanted? Match the wanted. And then that vortex, that vibrational vortex, which they talk about in this segment, as having a life of its own. So your inner being is doing quite well. Loving the vortex that you've created. Enjoying all the things that you have asked for. That little beast. Your inner being is holding that vibration. That loving, unconditional part of self. That is just holding it without judgment, knowing that at any time, all that we want is ours. If we can just set that tone first, to be the first to say, I know who I am, and I'm going to step into that knowing and watch the universe reveal itself in a very profound way. Let's go back to the workshop.
The non-physical part of you stands in that vortex, in that vortex where I can't see anything. Yes. In that vortex, the vibrational version of everything that you want. And again, you say to us, we've been listening to you for a long time. You think we don't hear everything you say. We hear everything you say. You complain a lot. My vortex is full of all that I've become. Well, how do I see it like you see it? How do I know it like you know it, Abraham? We say, you have to prepare yourself to understand it vibrationally first, which means you have to let it reveal itself to you emotionally first. You got to feel it. You got to feel happy about it. You got to feel eager about it. You got to feel believing of it. You got to feel certain of it. You got to feel trusting of it. You've got to believe in the process that is causing your expansion. But even more, you've got to believe in your ability to use your emotional guidance system to help you tune to the frequencies that allow what's in your vortex to reveal itself to you. Now, those aren't the most accurate words. It's not about what's there revealing itself to you. It's about you preparing yourself to see it. It's about you preparing the frequency of yourself so that you can see it. Now, we know this has got to sound strange to somebody that's just listening in to us, because you've got this reality going on, and you're so good at deciphering it through your physical senses that you don't even know you're doing it. You don't know that you are a vibrational interpreter, that what you see is vibrational interpretation, and what you hear is vibrational interpretation of vibration, of energy, of frequency. Your fingertips are interpreting vibration. That's why you feel and smell and taste. But your emotions interpret too. Your emotions interpret in a more sophisticated, a more finely tuned way than your nose. Even among your physical senses, you know your dog hears and smells things that you can't. And in the smelling department, it's a good thing. So even among the physical beings, you know that you vary in your ability to translate vibration. You know you see differently and hear differently and smell differently. And so we want you to focus with us today because this is the emphasis that you are ready to hear. We want you to figure out how to prepare yourselves to receive what you have been putting and are continually putting into your vortex. So we would like you, we know the vortex was never an analogy that was very pleasing to you, because we said everything you want's in there, just go in there with it. And you said, I'd like to go, but how do I get in there? The absence of what I want is apparently keeping me out. And so now we're wanting to explain to you that creation is about attraction, and attraction is about rendezvousing. When we say you create your own reality, we don't mean you look out into the world and you see something you want and then you go after it and you grab it and you bring it home and keep it. We don't mean creating like that. We mean establishing a vibrational pattern that keeps what you want coming to you on a continual basis, not just occasionally, not just with peak experiences, but constant flowing, constant steady flowing, constant steady revelation of the good life that you are supposed to live, of the good life that you've carved out through contrast, of the good life that you've been sifting and sorting and asking for, of the good life that you have vibrationally chosen, but may in some cases not be vibrationally allowing or receiving. So now we began talking about the grid. The grid meaning your point of attraction. It's where you stand. It's what you're doing vibrationally. It's how you feel emotionally. It's your point of attraction. But mostly, as far as it relates to something that you can do something about, it means how do I feel right here and now? So today we want to talk, in the hours that we are playing together, we want to talk about how you might do a better job, if you want to, of preparing your vibrational grid for the receiving of what's in your vortex. Because there is a manifestational point. There's a point where something that was a good idea and something that you're very excited about and something that you want and something that you've been calling future flows into your experience where you can see it, where you can experience it, where you can hear it, where you can smell it and taste it and touch it, you see. There is this manifestational point where what you've created vibrationally and what has been tended for in your vortex flows into your experience. And it's happening for you all day, every day. You are living in a manifested world. We just want you to get a hold of yourself. We want you to get deliberate control.
Ah, deliberate control. You're listening to Everyday Attraction here on Unity Online Radio. We're going to take a quick break and come back and dive more deeper into this exciting Abraham Leading Edge content. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Don't think about it. Let it unfold. Let it go.
Are you ready to take a quantum leap into greater self-acceptance and love and freedom from suffering by connecting all your parts, especially those you deem broken? If so, join Mark Anthony Lord, founder and spiritual director of the Bodhi Spiritual Center in Chicago, every Monday at 1 p.m. Central, as he helps you understand there's nothing wrong with you. You are perfect just the way you are. This show is for you, so you can know you're not alone, and that you really matter, and that miracles are right here within you and all around you. From this knowing, anything and everything becomes possible. Each week, Mark will be joined by amazing guests who share their journeys of awakening. Listen live on Mondays at 1 p.m. Central, or download the podcast at your convenience, or subscribe via iTunes to Nothing Broken Here with Mark Anthony Lord, only on Unity Online Radio, the voice of an awakening world.
You've been listening to Everyday Attraction, where the law of attraction gets real. To learn more, become a fan of our Facebook page. Search for Everyday Attraction or email us at everydayattraction@unity.fm. Your comments and participation are sincerely welcomed.
Welcome back to the show. After the break, you're listening to Everyday Attraction here on Unity Online Radio, where we really explore leading-edge teachings that we know are in beautiful alignment with the broader knowing from the Unity teachings and the Science of Mind teachings. And really what we would call new thought. But what I love about these teachings is that they are also a real opportunity for us to get very specific with the laws of the universe and how these teachers, these non-physical teachers, are showing us how we can engage our physical universe more profoundly, more intimately, in understanding the rules, if you will, the process, how things work. And what I love so much about Abraham's teachings through Esther Hicks is the excitement that they share in revealing this process to us. Can you hear the excitement? And as they get more momentum around a topic, you really feel that they so want us to know this knowing, to believe in this process. And that's really what they were focusing on in that last track that we just listened to. To believe in the process of our unfolding, of this attraction, of our connection to source energy, our intimacy with our broader self. And that the key to having anything that we're wanting to experience on this physical plane is preparing ourselves vibrationally to see it. And they know that this sounds so strange to us because we're so entrenched in our reality. And our reality seems so separate. It seems so uncontrollable. It seems so different from our internal knowing. But it's all vibrational. It's all vibrational interpretation. And I think it's so beautiful how they clarify that the reason that we feel or taste or touch or see or hear, all of those senses are simply vibrational interpretations. We're vibrating, we're picking up on these vibrations, and we're translating them into things that we see or hear or taste or touch. And that emotion is no different. That emotion is really a way that we to hear, feel, taste, and touch the non-physical universe. It's an interpretation. So how do we prepare ourselves to experience that which we're wanting? It's exciting as we weave this together. And they laugh because they say, you know, we listen to everything you say and you all complain a lot. Hoop, hoop. Oh, tell the truth, shame the devil. We complain a lot. And yet, it is stepping into that understanding, that complaint, although a contrast moment, something that's launching something into a broader knowing. It is an appropriate part of our co-creative experience. We can't live in complaint because complaint is in the not having. It is in the vibrational interpretation of not having. And we need to prepare ourselves for the having. So we let our emotions reveal to us where we are because it tells us exactly how far or how close we are to the having of it. This idea of tuning and frequency is really provocative in this teaching, that we truly are tuning ourselves to receive a station that turns the manifest world into something more to our wanting, and that is a preparation point. It is a rendezvous point, which Abraham talks a lot about, that we're really not creating anything. We've already created it. What we're doing is rendezvousing with the vibrational patterning. Consistent, steady flow is really what they're encouraging us to try to master. That if we can stay in that high vibrating place to prepare ourselves for the rendezvous point, to expose and bring in the vibrational patterning to the physical universe. Can we be consistent and steady with that knowing, with the trusting of that process, to allow that good life to reveal itself, the one that we've chosen, more and more? And then they've exposed us to this newer concept, which we've been talking about on the show quite a bit, called the grid. That the grid is really a blueprint, the point of attraction that is preparing that which is to come in and reveal itself to us. And the grid is an emotional set point, a consistent emotional set point That is allowing the universe either to fill itself in with what you've wanted or what you don't want. It's quite simple and beautiful, and yet so important that we understand the subtleties of the grid. That are we ready to allow these experiences that we've been asking for to come into our lives, to bring us closer to source, to feel the connection? It's exciting to have the rules of this game revealed in such a beautiful way. Let's return to the workshop again. We're listening to an Abraham Hicks workshop recently unfolding in 2012 and allowing us a real keen insight to who we really are. Let's go back and listen some more as we conclude this segment. To be happy, you gotta be happy first. Here we go.
The things that you have already put into the vortex, and we want you to deliberately manage your vibrational frequency so that what you've put into your vortex can flow into your experience in what you want to call a manageable way. It's nice when stuff just shows up, but oh, it is so great when you've been bipping along, you've been living the contrast, you've been identifying that there's something missing in your experience. And in the absence of it, you know you want the presence of it. And in the absence of it, you know what you want the presence of it. And in the absence of it, you know what you want the presence of it. But your vibration, let's face it, is more about the absence of it, because that's what you're living, is the absence of it. And since most of you are observant of what you have been living, what you are living, then most of your vibrational offering is about what you're observing. So you're observing the absence of this thing that you want. Now, you put it in the vortex. You put it in the vortex often. You put it in the vortex so many times, it is complete. It is ready for you to allow yourself the revelation of it. And it doesn't matter if you're talking about thousands of dollars or millions of dollars or billions of dollars. It doesn't matter how big the prize is. It doesn't matter if it's a castle or a button. You've put it in the vortex. Your source has been tending to it. Your inner being stands there as the vibrational fulfillment of it. The only thing that is missing is that you've got vibrational frequencies that aren't lining up with it, because you haven't been tending to your point of attraction. Because if you're like most people, you've been observant of what you've been living, and what you've been living, oh, you're doing great. You are. There's much that you want that you are living. The maintenance of the environment in which you are living is all about your attention to it. Your earth continues to spin in its orbit, and your house continues to stand where it stands. All kinds of wonderful things are happening because of your observation of them. But friends, mostly you're pretty sloppy about what you give your attention to. Because you give your attention to stuff you want, yeah, some. You give your attention to stuff you don't want. But mostly, you just observe what is, so what is can't change very fast for you. And that's why when we say, you enjoying the contrast of your time and place, sometimes you say yes, but you mostly don't mean it. Because you want to have more creative control of your own experience. And we think that today, if you pay a little bit of attention, you'll gain creative control of your own experience, because we're going to show you how to stand in your now, in the middle of your grid, and deliberately conjure the thoughts in your observation, in your imagination, in your memory. Doesn't matter if you're thinking about the past or the present or the future, you're doing it all right now. You're offering the vibration now, and as you're offering the vibration now, you are offering a point of attraction which is being answered now. So you could have felt really good 20 years ago or 15 years ago or last year. But if you're not feeling good right now, all the things that you put in the vortex are in a holding pattern. They can't be revealed to you. You can't see them. They're ready to burst onto the scene. They're better ready to burst into your experience. They are ready to be the reality that you have created. But you first have to prepare yourself vibrationally for the reality you have created. You got to be happy. Or you can be happy.
More creative control. Oh, that about sums it up, doesn't it? Such an exciting segment, and I'm sure that you could hear in the energy of Esther Hicks the earnestness and the love that these teachers had for us. And they're reminding us what we know, that it is so exciting to be deliberately in the world. But one of the key factors to being deliberately in the world is that we must stop observing incessantly the absence of what it is that we're wanting. To keep telling the story about what's missing. To keep telling the story about what we don't have, to keep observing what is. Did you hear what happens when we only observe what is, where we stay at the problems level? Nothing can change. And it really doesn't matter what we're asking for. It's ready, whether it's a castle or a button. The universe doesn't have that discernment of lesser or more, bigger or smaller. It just said yes. But when we are so observant in vivid detail of what we're living that isn't satisfying, that isn't right, that isn't what we want, when we have spent so much of our day, I mean, really it is a balancing point. And you can look at your own day and say, how much of my day was spent observing and talking about what is that I don't want, things that I wish were different? And how much of my day was spent really visioning, using my faculty of imagination to know that that which I am wanting is present within me, that I can conjure up the emotion, conjure up the feeling, conjure up the vision of having it? How much of my day was spent in that faculty, playing in the field of the Lord, playing in the field of the metaphysical? Now, they really break it down for us, sloppy attention. And I know it's challenging because the manifest world is very distracting. It's got a lot of lights. It's very loud. But we can pull our attention away. We can decide to observe in our inner mind what it is that we're wanting and release the observation of what is that isn't serving us. Because they say so clearly here that when you observe what is, change can happen, but it's slow. It's not using this new technology. This new technology of having true, vivid, technicolor, creative control, but it happens from within us now. But isn't it exciting to contemplate that all that you've asked for is already done? That there isn't this striving energy that has to be so present, but this acknowledgement and understanding of the flow, of the participation that we have in this broader expansion of our consciousness and the planet as a result of that consciousness. That we can stand in our now and be deliberate. I love that word. Disciplined and deliberate. Deliberately disciplined. And I used to resist that word because it used to mean exercise. Discipline. But a profound teacher reminded me that the root word of discipline is discipleship. Can I be a deliberate disciple of my thoughts, of my feelings, of how I am interpreting the world from the inside out? Can I use the faculty of imagination and vision to really feel in, source in, vision in that which we are wanting on the micro level and the macro level, on our intimate lives, our day-to-day nitty-gritty, to that which we'd like to see as a global perception, as a global experience? It's a fresh new year. It's really up to us. And so we embark on this new year. Perhaps our greatest intention, our greatest New Year's resolution, if you will, is to deliberately choose how we are thinking and how we are feeling, despite whatever is going on in the world, and be a powerful creator to align with the source within us, simply for the pure pleasure of aligning with that broader knowing, with that broader understanding, and ride that wave of creation. It's ours for the having. But there's one catch. You gotta be happy to be happy. I hope you've enjoyed this show this hour. It's been a pleasure to be with you and to share these teachings. And as always, we encourage you to go to the abraham-hicks.com website and experience these teachers more fully for yourselves. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time on Everyday Attraction. Be well.
Thank you for joining us on Everyday Attraction, where the law of attraction gets real. Join host Ray Zander every Friday at noon Central Time, 10 a.m. Pacific, on Unity Online Radio for more ways to align with your source and start living the life you intended to live. Everyday Attraction is a part of the Align Radio Network at www.alignradio.com and sponsored by Send Out Cards. Check out www.sendoutcards.com/attraction.
Stop feeding your problems by calling them problems. Whether you have issues with weight, finances, relationships, or any other area of your life, your perception that you have a problem is the most significant roadblock to transforming your life. Join renowned author and transformational coach Freeman Michaels live every Monday at 4 p.m. Central for his remarkable new show, It's Not a Problem, It's a Pattern. Only on Unity Online Radio, the voice of an awakening world.
Are you ready for deeper spiritual breakthroughs? Have you wondered how to apply spiritual principles to your everyday life in practical ways? Do you feel your soul is calling you to deeper purposes? Join Reverend Galen McDowell live every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Central for Truth Transforms, a discussion on how God within you, as you, is the power to transform your life. If you really believe that consciousness determines your experiences and that you are an individualized expression of God, join us as we help awaken and transform the consciousness of humanity. We will discuss, through lecture, live interviews, and call-in questions, spiritual healing, prayer, prosperity, forgiveness, new thought views about eternal life, and much more. The world is waiting for your truth transformation, only on Unity Online Radio.
You have a good life and are grateful for it. But what if you stretched beyond good and shifted to amazing? Join Reverend Temple Hayes, senior minister of the First Unity Campus in St. Petersburg, Florida, as she guides you on a journey to an amazing life. Transcend the need for acceptance of others and be an example of living the truth. Empower your life and fully express the wondrous energy, love, and joy you hold in your wildest imagining. Joyfully and actively know that more important than what happens after you die is the deeper and enriching concern for what happens while you're living. How can you experience an amazing life right now? Learn how each week on From Good to Amazing. Mondays at 4 p.m. Central Time right here on Unity Online Radio, the voice of an awakening world.